the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts. Be ever acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
A year and a half ago, my grandmother died of a very rare disease. Her illness was so rare that her doctors had difficulty initially even giving her a diagnosis. And in those months of confusion, when no one really knew what was going on, when my grandmother was really ill and no one really knew why, she began to say, "Just you see, I'm going to get better." That became her narrative. I'm going to get better. Even after we had a diagnosis, even after we realized that this illness was 100% fatal within the year, if not within 6 months, she continued to deny the reality of her impending death, at least out loud. At least out loud, she would say, "You know, there's nothing really wrong with me at all." Out loud, she would say, "Just you see, give me a few weeks, and I'm going to get better." And because she was so determined in saying that she was going to get better, my family did not really press upon her the reality of death. Here was this woman on hospice, dying in her bed, who resolutely said that she's not dying, who refused to say that she was on hospice, and everyone around her also refused to talk about death. And this denial, when she finally did die, actually caused quite a bit of grief. My mother and her sister and her brothers, my aunts and uncles, all felt like they had been cheated. Because my grandmother avoided death. There had been no deathbed confessions. There had been no statements of love. There had been no unfinished business finally addressed. No acknowledgement of finality or legacy or hope for her grandchildren or her family. It was all quite banal. At one moment, she was saying, "I think I'd like to have Jell-O for dinner." And then the next moment, she just wasn't there. And because my mother and her siblings refused to address death, because they really failed to acknowledge that there was a literal deadline approaching, they never had the opportunity to connect deeply about things that mattered, about the things they really wanted to say and wanted to hear. And yet, my grandmother was a woman of deep faith. And that made me wonder, really, first of all, what was going on in her head and in her heart. But it also made me wonder whether she actually did say the important things that she needed to say. Because when she said, "You know, there's nothing really the matter with me," and when she said, "Just you wait, in a few weeks, I'm going to get better," technically, she was absolutely right. She was going to put on imperishability, she was going to put on immortality, and in a twinkling of an eye, she was going to be raised up to new life. She had such faith in this that when she died completely unperturbed, because for her, it really was the case that there was nothing at all the matter with her. When Jesus says that the hour is coming and the hour is now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and so therefore will live, what he says is not that the voice of the Son of God acknowledges that they're dead, but rather affirms that they are alive, and truly alive, right now. My grandmother never heard death. I'm not talking about at the end of her life, I'm talking about her entire life. She never heard death. She heard continually the promise of life. And that was so integral, so ingrained for her, that that should have resounded with her family, with her children. Instead of pining for some sort of deathbed pageantry, if they had only listened to the testimony that she was giving every single day, right under their noses. You know, there's nothing really at all the matter with me. Just you see, I'm going to get better. And I think I'd like jello for dinner. One day I would love to have that faith, the faith of my grandmother. To be able to say on the day that I die, to be able to say this very day, there is nothing the matter with me. Just you see, I am getting better. And because God's will be done on earth as it already has been done in heaven, all I need today is my daily job. Because I have already been saved from the time of trial. For those of us who grieve today, that is the faith that Christ Jesus holds out for us. And that is the faith I hope that we leave this evening with, so that we may truly live. Amen.
Amen.
Time we invite you to come forward and light candles for those who are on your hearts this evening. And Sue Davy, who has so graciously prepared this beautiful array for us, has these lovely stones that she encourages you to take with you and to keep in your pocket or by a candle where you pray during the day in order to remember the people who we have lost, who are with us no longer in physical form, but are with Jesus.